with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The government shutdown begins its fourth week with no end in sight. President Trump says Democrats must stop refusing to vote for a spending bill to reopen the government.
From the beginning, our message has been very simple. We will not be extorted on this crazy plot of theirs. They've never done this before. Nobody has. You always vote for an extension.
But Senate Democrats are also expressing confidence in their strategy to keep voting against a House-passed bill that would reopen the government until Trump and other Republicans engage them. Democrats want to extend health care subsidies that are expiring. President Trump gains a court victory in the battle to deploy National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A federal appeals court has ruled President Trump can take command of 200 Oregon National Guard troops. But Governor Tina Kotek points out,
until the district court acts on the second temporary restraining order, National Guard members from Oregon, or from other states for that matter, cannot be deployed.
That second order issued after deploying California National Guard troops to Oregon. The Trump administration has argued the legal reasoning underlying the two orders is the same, making the second also invalid. It's argued the troops are needed to protect federal property from protesters. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vice President Vance is expressing optimism about the fragile ceasefire agreement in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. Vance says there'll be high moments and low ones.
We need to reconstitute Gaza. We need to reconstruct Gaza. We need to make sure that both the Palestinians living in Gaza, but also the Israelis, are able to live in some measure of security and stability.
This is SRN News. ChatGPT will now offer smut.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content. But now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a real genocide going on in Nigeria, and the global media is ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law also reveals that the terrorists are destroying an average of 100 Nigerian churches every month. This is SRN News. Despite gloom and doom predictions about the impact of tariffs, one of the big three automakers offers a somewhat rosier financial outlook.
General Motors anticipates a smaller than feared impact from tariffs, and the automaker is boosting its full-year adjusted earnings forecast as its third quarter performance topped Wall Street's expectations. General Motors reduced its expectations for the full-year gross impact from tariffs to a range of $3.5 billion to $4.5 billion. Its previous guidance was for $4 billion to $5 billion. Rich Thomason, Washington.
OpenAI says it's introducing its own web browser called Atlas, entering direct competition with Google as more users rely on AI for answers. OpenAI's browser faces a challenge against Google's Chrome. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.